Don't you know we're talking about a revolution? It sounds like a whisper. Don't you know we're talking about a revolution? It sounds like a whisper. While they're standing in the welfare lines, crying at the doorsteps of those armies of salvation, wasting time.
Freedom Bound Radio Without Barriers.
Don't you know, talking about a revolution sounds whisper. Who are people gonna rise up, get their share? Who are people gonna rise up and take what's theirs?
Good afternoon and welcome to another Freedom Bound. This is Pamela Hardiman and Alan Bimpson, all alone in the studios at Ride, wishing you a happy new year and a happy new decade. Speaking of new decades, Freedom Bound has been going for a decade. On the 7th of March we have our birthday, so we'll be able to say a decade of radio without barriers. Now we have an exciting, fun-filled show for you today. We have an interview coming up with David King. We've got a lot of changes coming about in Freedom Bound, and Dave is going to tell you all about that. So stay tuned. On the air with me today, I have Dave King. You're going to be hearing a lot of Dave King in the future. He is our new deputy coordinator, and he's got big innovations planned for Freedom Bound. Good afternoon and happy new decade.
Greetings, Pam. Yeah, that's right. Big things we hope.
Yes. Can you tell me something about that?
Well, as I don't know if the listeners know, but what we're going to do is there's going to be two groups with Freedom Bound. There's going to be a Southside group centred around Maroubra that are going to do four shows, and then your group there on the north side is going to do four. So we're going to alternate our time and our energy. But I've got a few people that are really interested in music, as well as a couple of guys who are interested in doing a bit of a radio serial, sort of you just have to wait and see. Like, I could tell you a bit more about it, but I might wait until you hear it. But it's going to be about a 5-minute radio serial that we want to do.
Oh, that sounds great.
Yeah.
How many people you got interested?
Well, you know, you've got your core group of about four, and you've got six or seven that said, yeah, we're interested, but basically we got about, you know, I could say half a dozen that may be really interested.
And are you looking for more?
Oh, well, all the time.
Are you going to give us a phone number?
Yeah, well, I'll give you the phone number at work, because I work for the Australian Quadriplegic Association.
Yep.
And that number there is 661-8855, so that's 661-8855.
And you asked for Dave King.
Yeah, and I'll sort of talk to you.
Great. And what else have you got planned? Well, I've heard you've got a big new studio there too. Lovely. Right. And it's actually at someone's house, is it?
Well, yeah, at my house. I sort of I like getting into sound recording and playing weird and wonderful sounds on synthesizers and samplers.
It's your house.
Yeah, it keeps me going.
Good heavens, you've got all that over there.
Well, I reckon about 20% of all the musicians in Sydney have got some sort of home recording set up, probably even more. You know, it's all the rage now there, because it's all so accessible, in the sense that you can link everything up with a computer, and you know, you don't really have to have soundproofing in your studio, because it all goes through cables and such like. So, you know, it's not very rare, really.
You're a muso as well.
Well, yes, I'm a muso when I'm not working. And also, well, actually, I'm a muso when I'm working too, because out at where I work at AQA, we do one day a week on computer music, sort of controlling synthesizers by computing. And we've got a few people who are very high-level quadriplegics that enjoy sort of composing their own music, because, you know, with the help of a Macintosh computer, they can do some beautiful things.
Unreal. And you have this one day a week at AQA.
Yeah, on Mondays.
And what's your part in that?
Well, I'm an informal instructor in the sense that I'm really interested in it, and if people are into it, we probably plan in a few months to run proper courses once I understand all the software that's involved in controlling the music. But that's, you know, that's
software. I remember when music used to be like a piano and things like that. Now it's a computer.
Yeah. Well, it's only computers are only the tools. You still gotta have the musical ideas inside you. You know. So it's
So you're mainly keyboards?
Yes, yeah, mainly keyboards and I also play the panpipes, but that's something without electricity.
Panpipes?
They're very nice.
That's half man, half horse thing, isn't it?
That's me.
That's you.
You wouldn't know, would you?
No, I didn't see your tail when I met you. So, and yes, that sounds rather incredible. Is there anything you don't do?
Well, I don't do, don't play for weddings or children's parties.
Do you do any private playing?
No, well, I've got a few guys that are interested, that we've formed a bit of a band together, and we sort of are in the process of getting songs together. We played once last year at a conference for accessible arts, which is something else I'm involved in, which is going to be pretty exciting this year, actually, because we ended up getting lots of money from the funding groups. We got money from the Australia Council. The Community Cultural Development Unit gave us quite a bit of money, and the state government, the officer of the Minister of the Arts, the OMA, they call themselves, they gave us some money to employ a coordinator for accessible arts. The accessible arts has been going for quite a few years, and this year we're going to employ, as I said, a coordinator and a clerical assistant, and we're going to be based at Marrickville Community Centre. I think it's Hut 42. We haven't got a phone number yet because we're still in the processes of running job applications and things like that.
Alan's saying something. He's going on about something. He said, oh, God.
Well, he'll help.
He said Hut 42.
Hut 42, it's good. Yeah, Merrifield Community Centre is quite a wonderful place, actually. Skid Row is having a booth there, a hut there as well, to produce their new radio studio, which will be quite interesting.
Skid Row? Isn't that drunks and things?
No, Radio Skid Row.
Yeah,
it's an FM radio station.
Oh, sorry.
It's on the other end of the dial from this one.
Well, never in the right area, aren't they?
Well, that's your opinion, Alan.
Listen, what is this all about? I mean, what will you be doing there?
At Accessible Arts, I will have an office, and we'll act as a information base, and it's a statewide organisation, so we'll be trying to get people to put on events and workshops for people with disabilities that want to get into the arts, want to get into the drama, want to get into music. You know, it's a community. It's a community arts-based organisation, as well as, you know, if people want to get into something more professional. You know, that's one way we can supply the information. You know, we'll be putting on workshops throughout the state, things like that.
We had a meeting last week about our particular drama group. I believe you went to one. Nancy Cato was involved in it through Crippled Children.
Yeah.
Crippled Children don't have anything to do with it anymore, but we had a meeting and it was like banging your head against a brick wall.
Was it?
Oh, it just came to no conclusion. I just wonder how these things get started.
Well, they start and stop and start and stop, and it's just you get new people in. Basically, you know, you've got to organise events, so things lead up to events. I reckon, anyway.
Are you on the organising side with AQA?
Well, I'm on the Accessible Arts Committee.
Mm.
Yeah.
And when did you say it'll be going again?
Well,
starting?
As I said, right now we're we've run ads in the paper for the coordinator, and hopefully early to mid-February, the person will be in the office, doing the work and organising things then. So, you know, that's the point. You know, if you want to start a group and you don't know the information about how to get funding and where to go and what are the dates and who to call, who should I write?
Oh, so you know, you'd be able to help us with that?
Oh, yeah, you know, that's the whole point, because that sort of information is hidden from so many people, you know. The funding organisations just put out a date when to come, and you really need to make it, as I said, that information accessible.
But it's unreal having a meeting and not fully knowing what you're doing. It's like banging your head up against a brick wall, where to go next and what to do.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's usually the problem with the person in charge of the meeting. They might not be very good facilitators, and that's the thing. You know, you got to have a person who can control a meeting properly.
Do you think there'll be anything going as far as drama?
Oh, certainly. You know, that's part of the ideas. All ideas like. As I say, it's in its early stages, you know, so the first couple of months will probably be just getting the administration base together, getting all the information, and then we'll probably start organising our own workshops, so we'll be certainly trying to inspire other groups to do things as quick as they can.
Seems about time we had something like this.
Yeah, you know, and like there's an organisation like this in Queensland and in Victoria has been going for years, and finally, you know, the powers to be have recognised that, you know, our worth, so they're going to start helping us with some funding so we can get it all happening.
You'll keep us informed on the show,
will
you?
Certainly. Well, yeah. I hope to have a bit of an arts part of the show, you know, because I really want to find, you know, where's the best venues, accessible venues to go to, you know. The main theatre I usually go to is one at Glebe called the Bay Street Theatre, because it's got, you know, great facilities, and there aren't very many hassle theatres around. You know, there's always a step or two, and that, you know, puts a bit of a dampener on the night, and that's one project where we'll be looking forward to. You know,
that sounds great.
Yeah, finding how to have a good time.
Did I hear you say something earlier about hydroponics?
Yes, that's something else that's happening out at OQA where I work. We got some money last year to organise a commercial hydroponic business, and that's what, like, we've been passed through council. It's such a long process. You've got to get a development application and then a building application. In the development one's been passed, and we hope to get the building one in the next week or so, and then we can start building the farm, the hydroponic farm.
That's it.
And we're going to be growing green things.
Green things.
Green things amongst all this red tape. Yeah.
By the time you start on that, it'll be winter, though.
Well, you can still grow things during winter. That's the beauty of hydroponics, and also the place where we are, you know, it's down on the coast, and we're putting up. See, the biggest thing that's holding us back is putting up wind protection. But that's why the council, because the wind protection is higher than a standing person. That's why we have to get clearance from them. You know, if we didn't put
wind protection,
well, yeah, you, like you putting up windbreaks and things like that.
Won't be done in a greenhouse? Or?
No, it'll be all outdoors. Greenhousing, things like that, does cost a lot of money. With everything, we're on a bit of a restricted budget, so we're going to put up these windbreaks because it's quite a lot of sunny days out on the coast.
And when will this be happening?
Well, how's about this? I'd like to say we would like to start building really early in February. You know, so it's gonna start, you know, early this year. How's that for a confusing date?
Well, definitely. But what will be the involvement for the disabled person?
Well, what we're doing, it's a training program. We're going to be training six people over a 6-month period in all the techniques of hydroponic farming,
yeah.
And that's what we're doing. We'll be taking six people and training them, So hopefully that they can, if they're interested enough, they can go off and either provide, add to their personal diet, or become inspired enough to try to do it commercially, you know.
Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah, you know, because that's the point. People come out and say, okay, what can I do? I've got a disability. You know, and people often are led straight to a computer and say, there you go, that's your life. But, you know, at our QA, we're proving that it's not. You know, you can get into other things, and hydroponics is just one of them.
I'm so envious. There's so many good things going on, and I'm going to be stuck in a rotten old office.
Well, there's always choice.
And, you were saying earlier something about the studio at your place, but that's not where our mini studio will be.
No, that's right. There's we're going to set the studio up in another guy's house over at Pagewood, which is, you know, a kilometre or two away from Maroubra. There's a friend there who's got a spare room in his house, which would be good because, you know, hopefully it'll inspire him and also get me out of the house to go over there. But I live with a couple of other wheelies, so there's not that much room to set up a studio, and this guy lives by himself, so we're going to set up a studio at Tony's house and produce our shows from there.
Tony Jones, isn't it?
Yeah, that's correct, yeah, Tony.
Better mention his last name.
And that are totally accessible.
Totally.
Yeah,
right. That's good, actually. It's a good little house.
How do you get around, Dave?
Well, usually with the taxis, things like that.
And what about the people that will be coming to the show? Are they taking taxis, or do you have any drivers?
We've got one driver, but he drives his own, one of those little motorbikes, but not yet. We're all in the process of talking about getting our license and things like that.
Do you transfer it all?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
So
you're going for your license?
Yeah, I hope so.
And where will you be going through that?
Well, we hope to get some help from CRS, Commonwealth Rehab Service, to give us instructions. Like, we have got a car with hand controls. A friend has lent me a car for a couple of months to learn to drive on if I want to.
Is there anything much going that you know of as far as driving for disabled people?
No, not really. I know that Paraquat, I can't be sure if they've stopped actually giving instructions. I can't. I've got a faint suspicion that they have.
Oh, no, that's a bit off the subject, but a friend of mine did ask me about that, and perhaps that is something worth looking into, because everybody says to me, I've got no transport.
Yeah.
And it seems to be a major problem. If we can get a few more of these people not driving...
I think it is one of the biggest problems, transport, you know, to especially, you know, to venues and getting people out.
It certainly is.
Yeah.
We've lost one of our members, Murray, who you can't get here at the moment, which is a shame. And it seems, why is that? Oh, he's broke, and Dieter, I don't think we'll be coming back this year unless for emergencies, so we've lost a few members, which is very sad. So there's only Alan and I here today.
Yeah.
And transport seems to be a big problem with disabled people, even looking at the drama group. Seems to be the major problem because, taxis are so expensive and people can't afford it.
That's right. I know Accessible Arts has... put in for the purchase of a van as well in some funding grants, but like AQA has got a van that I've used quite often on weekends to get me and other people to venues, and that's something we all have to coordinate, because you know the taxis are there, but there's only a certain amount of taxis and a certain amount of time during the day.
Well, that's right. They do their best.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are they good blokes? They go out of their way to help. Oh, well. Anything else going on at AQA you can tell us about?
We're starting, we're in a few, three or four months into another business we've got going there in desktop.
Beg your pardon?
In desktop, what's the term? Well, it changes every week, but it's, the last week they call it desktop
desktop.
Publishing's over this. I just sort of saw someone outside my window. It's okay. Desktop publishing, it's working a lot with Macintosh computers, and it's designing, doing most of the design work, like for brochures and newsletters and magazines, with the help of a computer. And they started a business there, which has been going reasonably well. They hope to get much more work this year.
And what would that do for the disabled person?
Well, it gives them a chance to use their design skills, be creative and
innovative.
Get right back into it, because it's a business, so they have to do all those sort of things. Talk to the public. They have to get out somewhere physically and meet people and drum up work. You know, it's a whole, and that's also a training thing as well.
All these good things going on.
Yeah, we just hope they keep on going on.
Do you have much success rate with these?
It's early days. With the desktop publishing, the people that started are still there, so that's pretty successful. Mm. And they have had some work.
And past ventures? Have you had much success?
Well, we haven't really tried much of this before. It's all new.
So it's all new.
Yeah, we've had success with individual training. You know, people have gone on to other things and use the skills that we've taught them at AQA to be able to use Macintosh. And also we get into these things called independent living skills courses, and this year we're going to get into more alternative type courses, which hopefully take people away from the orthodox approach to quadriplegia anyway, sort of, you know, in the sense that we're going to talk about alternative medicine and alternative ways of thinking, so that should be quite exciting when that gets off. And you know, it's still in the design stage now, but that'll be talked about on the show.
That sounds great, Dave. I've been given the big wind-up.
Good.
And I thank you very much for today.
Okay.
I'm looking forward to hearing a lot of you in this new year.
Rightio.
Thank you, Dave.
Okay.
That was Dave King.
And that was another great Aussie, Johnny Farnham with Pressure Down. I'd like to go a little bit more into driving lessons for disabled people. I don't know too many places where a disabled person can get lessons. I remember back at Mount Wilga they used to teach us all to drive, but these days there doesn't seem to be much going on. If anyone knows anything about this, or perhaps they would like us to discuss some topics or would like to join the show, could they give me, Pamela Hardiman, I'm the publicity officer, or Alan Bimpson or Dave King a ring? Unfortunately, I've got to go back to work, so I'll be contacted after, say, 6, I think. I haven't started yet on weekdays on 684-1718. And Alan, what's your phone number?
954-4185.
954-4185.
And David at home is 344-9401.
344-9401.
Or AQA on 661-889-8058.
661-80. Oh, forget it.
Oh, look up AQA in the phone.
Yeah, look it up in the phone book. That's much easier. Well, thank you again for listening to Freedom Bound and giving us your decade of support. I guess that just about brings us to another show. And don't forget our big birthday show coming up. It's going to be another exciting decade. Remember, you're the voice of disability. Nearly forgot it this time.